Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, it's Friday. That means it's bonus time. Today's bonus is designed to get you out of your head and into the here and now. And this particular meditation is of the on-the-go variety, or as I like to call it, the free-range variety, meaning that no matter where you are or what you're doing right now, whether you're on the cushion, buying groceries, walking the dog, petting your iguana, whatever, this meditation will work for you in this moment. It is brought to you by my friend Alexis Santos, who's an amazing meditation teacher and a frequent contributor to the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Alexis.
Hi, this is Alexis. The way we experience life often makes us feel like more than one moment is happening at a time. It's so easy to feel entangled in a web of chaos, as if we would need to be an octopus with eight limbs just to keep up with juggling the present moment. And yet the reality is that there is only one moment at a time. In this on-the-go session, we'll explore how understanding and remembering this truth of just one moment at a time can bring simplicity and focus back to the mind. So let's get started. This meditation is designed to be with you wherever you are, in whatever activity. So whether you are out and about, walking around, holding your phone, shopping, doing the dishes, sitting, looking at a computer screen at work or home, just begin by allowing yourself to become aware. Notice where you are, what you are doing. Keeping it very simple. If you are sitting, simply know that you are sitting. If you're walking, know that you're walking. You might begin to feel the sensations in your body, generally sensing what's present. The pressure on the chair, or sensations of your feet contacting the ground, or just knowing the whole body as it moves about. Allow yourself to relax and simply bring in an intention to be aware. Are you aware? Simply reconnecting with being aware when you feel swept away again by experience. The feelings of being busy, or of many things happening at once, is actually the result of our attention getting caught up in the stories or the concepts of the present moment. For example, if you're shopping, the stories would be about all the things you need to buy and how much time do you have, how much is it going to cost, or whatever else. Or if you're working on something on your computer, you might be thinking about how much more you need to do or wanting to get it done, thinking about how this moment should be or could be different. When we're not aware, most of our attention goes to these stories or ideas, to what we might call conceptual reality. When awareness returns, we're able to reconnect with what is real. The stories are fine. They may or may not be helpful. But awareness allows us to be in the moment again, one moment at a time. So check again to see if you are aware. Feeling the breath or the body. wherever we are, in any moment of the day, checking in and being aware allows us to shift from complexity to the experience of just one moment at a time. As you continue to go about your day, and particularly when you notice the feeling of too many things happening at once, rather than trying to speed up, thinking you can do more and go faster, try pausing for a moment. And remember that there is just one moment at a time. See you next time.
Thank you, Alexis. And you can find more meditations by Alexis, including longer versions of this very meditation, on our 10% Happier Meditation app. The app helps you understand both how to practice meditation and how to apply mindfulness and compassion out in the world. To make it easier to become an app subscriber, we're offering 40% off the price of an annual subscription for our podcast listeners. We don't do big discounts all the time. And of course, nothing is permanent. So get the deal before it ends on April 1st by going to 10percent.com/March. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/March for 40% off your subscription. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode from the great writer, George Saunders, who wrote Lincoln and the Bardo and is a practicing Buddhist. This was a fascinating conversation for me, so I'm looking forward to sharing it with you on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimon Liai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.